Hello, this is Anne from the Island Weekly, and it's the 20th of July. It's just after midnight. I missed my deadline by half an hour. And today is the 40th anniversary of Armstrong and Aldrin walking on the moon. And I'm up there somehow today, too. My question for you this week is, have you got a new frontier? Yeah, what is your new frontier? You probably remember that JFK called the moon the new frontier, and that's the way it felt, 40 years ago. The Apollo missions showed us, once, we started seeing these pictures on TV, that the moon was a cold and dusty place, and that Earth was incredibly beautiful and inviting from outer space. I used to watch Star Trek, and the inside of Starship Enterprise got cozier and cozier, as the crew continued to boldly go where no man has gone before. I think that's a grammar structure that drove grammarians totally nuts. I think the grammarians used to say it has to be to go boldly where no man has gone before, but Star Trek stuck to their guns and said it's to boldly go, and that has been accepted. Anyway, so this was the era of progressivism, of free thinking, of trying to stretch the boundaries in terms of what society would be. And, I just looked at the two trailers again, and it blew my mind. There are such big differences between those two. You really get a feeling for what the true frontiers in those eras were. So if you look at the first trailer of 1966, it's all about Captain Kirk, the star, and his two reports, and it shows nothing of the men, right? It's all you see is this empty space and a modern spaceship. But when the series restarted in 1987, everything was different. The second trailer for The Next Generation with Captain Picard is so different. Space is a magical and beautiful place, and the man's voiceover is emotional, and it's clearly all about the people on board the ship, the men and the women, the different ethnicities and the natives of the known world, as well as the assimilated aliens. So you really notice that the issues that were being dealt with in those years between the 60s and the 80s had kind of gone into the new vision of a Star Trek. So it was all about war and peace and personal loyalty and getting over authoritarianism, but dealing with leadership and figuring it out, and class warfare and economics and racism and religion and sexism and human rights and feminism and of course the role of technology, which was changing. So you had more the physical, the chemical side of things, and it got more and more biological and anthropomorphous as the series progressed. Anyway, if you look back, you do get the feeling that not only did the Apollo missions and the 60s that were going through all those changes, not only did they leave the mark on us, that we just got a better feeling for what our universe is, but we had a whole series of new frontiers that we were going after as Western society. And what I just noticed is, thinking back, the people who ran the Apollo mission didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know how they were going to do it. It was just hard work and a lot of luck. And certainly a visionary telling them, what could be done and what should be done. And I think those are pretty magical parts that go together. And they didn't know that they were going to do it, that they were going to make it, but they did it. And I find that very heartening. I really think that we're an ingenious race and we'll always figure out a way how to make things work. But we do need those frontiers to push us. Otherwise, we'll never get off our asses. So this is my question of you. Do you have a frontier like that? Do you have a frontier that you're trying to go for, that you're pushing for? And if so, leave me a note. Leave the others a note. Let's get into a conversation about it. All right, that's it for this week. Have a good week and see you around.